This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 434 for Wednesday, June 12th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market rallied to close higher on Wednesday to go with mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. While Chicago soybean oil and Malaysian palm oil were up, European rapeseed was down. Crude oil also made gains due to a draw in the United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar was up 3/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The United States Federal Reserve announced today it will keep its key interest rate steady. The July canola contract was up $4.20 per ton at $631.90, while the November contract was up $1.60 per ton at $648.40. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly supply-demand estimates earlier today, with few changes. The USDA left projected U.S. old crop and new crop ending stocks steady at 2.022 billion bushels and 2.102 billion bushels respectively, both above trade estimates. Brazilian corn production was also left unchanged at 122 million tons for old crop and 127 million for new crop. Argentina's were also unchanged at 53 million for old crop and 51 million for new. World ending stocks declined to 312.39 million tons for old crop and 310.77 million for new crop. The July corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.54. Projected ending stocks for U.S. soybeans were increased by 10 million bushels from last month for old and new crop at 350 million for old crop and 455 million for new, above trade estimates. Projected old crop Brazilian soybean production was down 1 million tons at 153 million, while Argentina's was steady at 50 million. New crop estimates were unchanged at 169 million for Brazil and 51 million for Argentina. World ending stocks were 111.07 million tons for old crop and 127.9 million for new. The July soybean contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $11.77. Projected U.S. wheat ending stocks were unchanged for old crop at 688 million bushels, while new crop declined by 8 million at 758 million tons, below trade expectations. U.S. wheat production was up 17 million bushels at 1.875 billion. World ending stocks increased by 1.76 million tons for old crop at 259.56 million, while new crop declined 1.34 million tons at 252.27 million, both above trade expectations. Japan is tendering more than 109,000 tons of wheat, with more than half coming from the U.S. and the rest from Canada and Australia. Egypt purchased 400,000 tons from Romania, Ukraine, and Bulgaria combined on Tuesday. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.17. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.37. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.68. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.